hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. With me, Bill the Producer, also Jimmy the Bubble Boy in with us today. We got a lot of fun stuff to cover today. I finally got caught up on the photos, or the first batch of photos from our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise and the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures. We have over 200 photos that are now posted at scubaradio.com. Just go to the homepage, scubaradio.com, and you'll see them prominently displayed. I will warn you now, if you go and look at these photos, if you're a guy, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and happy for several reasons. If you're a girl, you get what you expect, which is me and a few other guys in dive gear. But the guys might enjoy some of the mermaid shots of Tiffany and Lizzie, who were on their first liveaboard experience. And we did a photo shoot with the Scuba Cowboy for an upcoming video that we're putting together for a new song he's written called Going Down. And there was a shot he wanted to get in the Turks and Caicos. When he asked me about this, I don't think I mentioned this on the air last week, but I might as well go ahead and spill the beans since the photo is now posted and as one of those photos or a couple of those photos in that 200-plus session. But he had an idea to get a photo of him in the water of the Turks and Caicos at crystal clear water with him wearing his guitar. This is for the video or an album cover sleeve for the new song Going Down, with him giving the thumbs down, like the opposite of let's go up, thumbs down, standing in the water of the Turks and Caicos, but having it shot through the legs of one of our mermaids. Now, it kind of like a Bond look. Remember the Bond film? And I was kind of like, really? You want to shoot this? Well, who do you want? Well, Greg, I want you to shoot it. And I don't want the model to be Tiffany. That's my daughter. That'd be a little creepy. So Lizzie offered her appendages for this shoot. It was quite awkward, I will tell you right up front. And I didn't know what to think of this. But when you're taking a picture through someone's legs like that, like the James Bond movie, ad or whatever, you have to get your camera right up been there, you know what I'm saying? And it's a little awkward, to say the least.
You know what, I always thought that picture was taken from some distance away.
Well, no, not to get the angle, you have to be right up there to she had to have her legs were going to be the frame of the shot of the Scuba Cowboy, and you could see him through the legs. And I had my doubts of how this would work, but I was like, hey, you want me to do what? Heck yeah, I'm in. No, I didn't say it. It was awkward, I will say. But the shot turned out really good. You got to see this picture.
I see it. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I mean, that's one of them right there. Okay, here comes the next one there, Jimmy.
That's neat, Greg.
It's kind of cool, isn't it? And those are some impressive legs. I got to give Lizzie her props. But it actually, the idea turned out pretty good. And here we got this James Bond movie coming out here, in another week or two?
Oh, yeah.
And so I think this one's better. That one right there we're looking at. It. What do you think? That kind of looks nice. Like that billboard for the Bond film for, 10 years ago thereabouts, maybe?
I really wish I'd gone on this trip.
Yes, that made it all worthwhile. No, it didn't. But it was fun. It was crazy fun, but just one of the many photos that you can go check out there at scooperradio.com. You can see from this whole session that we got not only a ton of pictures, but everybody that we got pictures of, you can see they're just having a ball. And that just gives you a small little glimpse of what it was like to be in the Turks and Caicos with our crew for an entire week. And Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network, Clay from Explorer Ventures, Scuba Cowboy, the Mermaids, who did a live show. It was just a ball. And the photos, I think, pretty much paint a pretty good picture of what happened during that week. At least the stuff that we can share
as usual
publicly. Anyway, all right, so there's that. So go to scubaradio.com, look at the photos, and enjoy them accordingly. A lot of stuff going on today. You know, we have this Hurricane Sandy off the coast of Florida, or moving its way up the East Coast. It's run over the Bahamas. And so I figured, well, let's find out what's going on, at least from that perspective. They're used to this. I don't think it's any big deal. But who would know? Of course, it would be Neil Watson, the hardest working man in the dive industry. He is on Scuba Radio right now with a firsthand report from South Florida. How you doing, Neil?
Hey, Gregory. I'm doing fine, man. But I have an anatomy question. How do you shoot a picture between a mermaid's legs? Don't they have, like, tails?
Well, normally, yes. And that would have been really awkward. Let me just say that if she was wearing the tail. No, she had sold her soul to the Sea Witch for this photo shoot. And we were able to get the picture.
And the guys get pictures of beautiful mermaids. And the girls get pictures of Greg the Dive Master in a thong. Is that what you're
Well, thong? There is no thong. That's the surprise.
Okay.
Or the element that makes you throw up a little bit in your mouth. It's really kind of up to you, I guess. But
I'm just going to lunch. I don't want to block that out of my mind.
Yeah, you and everyone else. Fair enough. Well, what's happening with this Hurricane Sandy?
In the Bahamas. Sandy kind of came out of nowhere, kind of late in the season, but it never, it never got above like a minimal category two, and most of it was a category one going through the Bahamas. And the Bahamas, we're kind of prepared for those things, and for the most part it was some trees down and some flooded streets and some power outages, but the majority of the properties are open for business, and the few that still have power outages should be back to 100% in 4 or 5 days. So thank God it was nothing major, and we're open for business and ready to go.
There you go. Well, it is. The Bahamas are used to dealing with these storms, and I compare it to the folks up northeast. When they get like 10 inches of snow, everyone goes, "Oh my God, 10 inches of snow!" And they're like, "Yeah, not that big a deal. We had to pull out the shovel." They don't have snow in the Bahamas. You maybe have to shovel a little sand. Take some flooding precautions, but usually that's about it. In a day or two, you're good to go, right?
Yeah, and everybody has storm shutters and whatever, and that's an emergency generator at most of the hotels,
right?
Whatever. So it's that being said, we don't get all that many hurricanes, but we're certainly prepared when we do get them. And this, like I say, was nothing serious. And of course, South Florida, it was just a couple of nasty days of weather. The boat show. Just left the boat show, and it's rocking and rolling over there. There's not a cloud in the sky today, and a nice cool breeze out of the west. So it's going to be a perfect weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the boat show. So I'm thrilled for those people because they do an incredible job, and it's an amazing event.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, one of the largest boat shows in the country, if not the world. It's a fun event for sure. Now, Neil, I know this week we were talking yesterday, and you said, being this is a political season, we're getting bombarded here in Florida, and you had a special guest for breakfast the other day. Fill us in on this. Could you share this little tidbit?
Yeah, well, I was invited, a buddy of mine, or a buddy of ours, John Ropes, is really good friends with Alan West, Congressman West, which is a big diver.
Right.
And there was a breakfast meeting at the Riverside Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, and he said, "Hey, Neil, you want to join us?" And I said, "Absolutely." And he said, "Yeah, Alan's bringing Newt Gingrich." And I said, get out of here, you know? So I'm thinking, you know, it's a big conference room or something, you know, with 300 or 400 people. Well, it turned out to be 9 people, me, Newt Gingrich, and Alan West. And it was like 2 hours of just sitting, hanging and talking. And, you know, after the election, we've been trying to put together a dive trip with, you and the gang and Alan West, with Slate, which he committed to again after the election. So stand by. We're gonna pin him down for a date and go do that. Should be a hoot.
I like it. And I'm guessing, we all have to have mermaids in tow. If the congressman sees those photos at scubaradio.com, I'm pretty sure that'll be a necessary contribution I'll have to make to his campaign. I'm just guessing. Maybe it's just me. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy are here as well. Once again, we have these pictures up at scubaradio.com from our trip in the Turks and Caicos, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. On the line is Clay McArdle. He is the man. He is the big cheese from Explorer Ventures. He was on the boat to witness this, or maybe to protect his property while we're on board. I'm not sure. Which one was it, Clay? Are you going to take the
paper? I learned long ago that you definitely need a chaperone, so yes. I figured who better than me? And that, of course, turned out to be wrong, but I thought you would have cried anyway.
Yeah. There was another story there, a little side story. You know, I referenced some things that we don't really like to talk about on the air, so we'll just leave that at that, I guess, for now, right? But
yes, please. But
Clay made things exciting, as he always does when he joins us for these adventures. And I gotta say, Clay, all the pictures that we got from the trip, I think it might be the best photo session we've gotten yet from one of these trips. I mean, everybody on board, the winners from Our World Underwater, Matt from up in Jersey area, and the folks from the scuba show in California, they were all taking pictures. And so we got a really, I mean, a huge amount of photos from this trip that really allowed us to capture this thing in ways that I normally don't get. I mean, usually we go and I have like just a bunch of mermaid pictures, but everybody was taking pictures all over the place. They were taking pictures at times when probably I would have preferred them not to. When I reference back to that Bond picture that we shot of Mermaid Lizzie, because there are some pictures out there somewhere in Cyberworld of me having to do what I do. You just have to suck it up and do what the listeners demand, right? Something like that. That's my excuse, at least. Is that where?
Yeah, I'll give you that one, since I don't want to leave myself open to you telling stories about me. So
yeah, well, okay. Thanks for having my back. I appreciate that. But it was a great time, wasn't it, Clay? I mean, and you don't get out on the boat nearly as much as you'd like to, but I know you had a good time there hanging out on the boat and doing a little diving, right?
Oh, yeah, we had a good time. You know, it was the kind of thing that, you know, usually you end up with a lot of high-dollar camera gear sitting on the camera table on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, but this trip, not only did we have all the high-dollar camera gear, but we had a bunch of people that were really qualified and interested in using it, so it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were honing their camera skills for sure and got some just amazing shots. They got the mermaid puppet, by the way, in some compromising positions, which isn't a first, unfortunately. That isn't as unique. But they were taking the mermaid puppet when I wasn't looking and making her do things that, she hasn't done before. And, you know, once again, some of these pictures are up there at scubaradio.com now, and you can take a look for yourself. But everybody, I think, had a great time. We just had awesome conditions, you know, on the boat. And, I can't wait to go back. And obviously, we timed it really, really well, because now Hurricane Sandy's out there, probably stirred up things for a few days for the people on, you know, this week or last week. But a few days it'll be cleared out and they'll be having pretty much the same type of conditions as we did, I guess. You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the boat came back in early from the last trip. We came in Tuesday afternoon and have been sitting in port ever since. But we're hoping to get out first thing in the morning and go back out diving. So,
yeah. A great place.
But, there's nothing better than the weather that we had the week we were down there. I mean, it was flat, calm seas. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. This time of year, despite Hurricane Sandy, this has been a phenomenal year, a hurricane season, to be diving in the Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Saba and St. Kitts, for that matter. It really has just been very cooperative as far as the diving conditions, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been absolutely beautiful, and you know, the week we were down there, between the weather, the complete lack of current, the 200 plus foot visibility. I mean, we were sitting on the side of the boat watching turtles come off the bottom at 70 feet. It was really, really unbelievable.
Yeah, that was awesome, and obviously it made for a photographer's dream come true. And you know, I've found that to be the case for our adventures in the Turks and Caicos, probably more than most of the other itineraries. I mean, it's just the visibility and I don't know, maybe we've just timed it well as well, because we have a tendency to go around the September-October time frame, and is when I've been going out to the Turks a lot. And, man, it's just, it really is great when you have that clear, gin-clear water to get those shots and video clips that you like to get. And by the way, we're putting together a video for Pup's new CD, his new song Going Down, that we're planning to debut at the DEMA show. So I checked out the footage. We got some amazing stuff in that regard as well. So I don't know, you might even make a little cameo. You okay with that, Clay?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah, those pictures.
I don't want to mess up the sales of his CD just, you know, without even trying.
Well, hey, look, I mean, there's pictures of me. How much bad can it be? Come on, let's be real. So
that's a good point. Okay, yeah, I retract that last statement.
True that. So what about, so let's talk about some of the other itineraries. I mentioned Saba St. Kitts. You can book that, and it bounces between week in and week out. What's going on in some of the other places in the world Explorer Ventures is cruising? What's going on? Give us some ideas of where people can go.
Well, we've got obviously Carpe Vita Explorer in the Maldives. That boat is doing exceptionally well. You know, we've had beautiful weather, lots of great you know, whale shark and manta sightings. We've been able to sort of follow them around as they tour the atolls of the Maldives. We've got the Humboldt Explorer in Galapagos, which is has been operating as usual to amazing reviews. You know, you've told the story on air several times about the, you know, watching the orcas come in and attack the school of mantas. So that was that's not something you see every week, but we've had you know, all sorts of amazing sightings there between the hammerheads and the whale sharks and all that as we're sort of finishing up the summer season there. And then, as you mentioned, Caribbean Explorer too, the Northeastern Caribbean has been you know, just a great itinerary for us for over 25 years now.
Yeah, well, and that might be the next one we do. I don't know. We got to get together at DEMA and plan out our itinerary for next year. You're good with that, right? You'll have us
you
on again.
Plan? Okay, I guess we can do that at DEMA.
All fine. Right, fair enough. Yeah, exactly. We have a plan? What kind of thing is that? We don't work by plans. We just go when we want to go.
I take half the fun out of it. Come on, Greg.
Yeah, that's true. And you can do the same. Just call 1-800-322-3577. Talk to the folks at Explore Ventures, and, you know, you can have one of these adventures yourself. As easy as that. ExploreVentures.com. Go there, get all the details, and then give them a call. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Not the person to ask.
True.
Unless you just need songs from the musical.
Or body hair.
You know them by heart, do you?
Most musicals.
Aquarius.
It's not Rodgers. Yeah, it's not Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, I need big hair. For the DEMA show.
Buy yourself the Blu-ray of Madagascar 3, and you'll have a rainbow wig, and I have solved your problem!
What are you kidding me? That it comes with a wig?
Comes with a rainbow wig.
Really?
Yes.
That actually would work because, you know, we're going to be doing a theme at the DEMA show called Party Like a Rockstar, because they're doing an event Friday night at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas for the DEMA's award party, where Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network will get the Reaching Out Award. And they want me to present or do our little shtick that we do at the opening of DEMA each day. And tie into that event. So it's going to be a theme.
So what
of
you
party
want
like
is you want a
star.
Long, shaggy hair.
Yeah.
And between now and when is DEMA?
Second week of November.
Like second week 13th. Of November. Plenty of time. I think if you work out for, I don't know, 20 hours a day.
Right.
Between now and the second weekend in November.
Uh-huh. I can have a one pack.
You could look exactly like Tom Cruise in Rock of Ages.
There
I
you
mean,
go.
Exactly like him.
Here, Greg, drink this bottle of Rogaine. Help you with your hair.
Okay.
You might need to go with a wig. I don't think you can grow your hair fast enough unless you ate exclusively horse hoof.
Yeah. I think you're right. I'll go with a wig. I'll wait till the day after Halloween where they, you know, they sell them for like, you know, half off. But I'm going for a look.
Donald Trump may not need all his wigs. He's got that $5 million deal out there.
Well, that's true.
They have to sell some of them for charity.
So I need to get a wig, a rock star wig, and we're going to have a few of them. We're going to pull people out of the audience and have them do an air guitar contest, or maybe we'll play LMFMO, Sexy and I Know It, and they'll have to do the wiggle dance to win something big. What do you think? Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah. It's going to happen. We're going to get it on video, and it ought to be fun. Bill, quit doing the wiggle dance.
Yeah, Bill, please.
It's disturbing.
Stop it.
I am scarred. It really is Halloween. This is scary. Stand up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 84. Insert funny diving-related joke here. See, we're dry. We got nothing.
But this is some kind of practical joke. It's not funny. And I know funny. I'm a clownfish.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy.
Think we gave away today's topic?
I don't think your listeners will need multiple choice on this one.
So let's go true-false. We're discussing dive buddies and getting to know them, right?
True.
You're so smart. So tell us, how well do you have to know somebody before you dive with them as a buddy?
Well, knowing someone and knowing your dive buddy don't necessarily have anything to do with one another. You can dive with a perfect stranger, but still know them well as a dive buddy.
That can't be true.
Sure it can. You don't have to know a person well out of the water to be really compatible underwater. Just like I've known people who are the best of friends on the surface, but didn't do well when diving together. It all comes down to communication.
How do you mean?
Well, the first thing to know about your dive buddy is whether or not your goals on a given dive are compatible. If you like to swim fast and cover a lot of ground, while your buddy likes to stay in one place and take pictures, chances are you're not going to get along down there.
So be sure to agree upon the goal of the dive.
Absolutely. Make sure you discuss not only your goals, but what your skill levels are as well. They don't necessarily have to be the same, but it's something both buddies should know. If you've got a lot of experience but your buddy doesn't, you need to know that. If there's something that makes you uncomfortable with something underwater, or if there's a skill or concern that gives you trouble, let your buddy know. As long as you're both willing to recognize and accept any limits your differences may present, there's really no reason it can't be a good match.
What about the dive plan?
No matter how well you think you know your buddy, review every aspect of the plan out loud. Even if it seems like a given, talk about it to make sure you're both on the same page.
I know one that often gets overlooked is reviewing hand signals.
You mean the games of underwater charades we've all seen? It never ceases to amaze me how often it's overlooked, since that's how we communicate with each other underwater. I'll listen to dive buddies review every other part of a dive plan, only to watch them have absolutely no idea what they're trying to say to each other once they're at depth. Even something as simple as trying to share information on air supply becomes this complex dance of signals and signs and that boggles the mind, and apparently, even the buddy team.
Been there, been confused by that. What else can you do to get to know your buddy?
Watch him. If you've got a buddy who claims to have a lot of experience but puts his gear together backwards, you may want to double-check how much experience he has. On the flip side, don't claim things about yourself that aren't true. Again, it's not always about matching skill levels as much as it is about being honest and open.
What else?
Before you enter the water, do a pre-dive safety check. You should be doing them anyway, but always, always with a first-time buddy. You should both be familiar with the other's gear so that in the event of an emergency, you're not trying to figure out things on the fly.
How nosy can you really get with a new buddy, though, really?
Short answer, as nosy as you need to be to feel comfortable. Remember, your buddy is expecting you to look out for him the same way he's looking out for you, so both of you should be comfortable with each other before you get in the water. If you want to know if there's anything about which you should be aware, like a medical condition or injury, ask. Most divers understand why the question is being asked, and most are willing to share all important information with their buddy.
I generally find that conversations between divers are surprisingly open and easy to have.
Sure, because we're sharing a common interest and goal. If you're teamed up with buddies, you're sharing the dive as well.
What's the most important thing about buddies besides communication?
I'd say understanding. If you're comfortable that your buddy will respect the plan and any limits you may have, and vice versa, you should get along well.
Do you find it easier to dive with someone you know or someone you don't?
You know, it really depends on the person. Diving with someone you know well on the surface is a great way to deepen the relationship. And when you've been in the water with someone a lot, you do get to know each other's habits, preferences, strengths, weaknesses, and the knowledge that creates a special bond between you. On the other hand, diving with someone new is a great way to make a new friend and learn something new. The only thing that's really important to me is that I know my buddy, if only as a dive buddy, before I hit the water.
And all it takes is a little communication.
So true.
You don't have to know a buddy long to know a buddy well. All it takes is a little time and some open communication. Be honest with your buddy and expect the same from them. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so I'm going to have to get some hair to party like a rock star at the Dima show here in a couple weeks. I asked Bill because he has none. I figured maybe he'd have some stuff, you know, stashed away.
Some source.
Wigs. You know, I just figured maybe, you know, being that you're follically challenged, that maybe you have that a stash of wigs that we could use.
You make Julius Caesar look like a long-haired hippie freak. Well, as much as you're giving me a hard time on this.
Don't take it the wrong way, Bill. There's people that are trying to emulate your look. Bob Evans from Force Fins is one of those folks, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Because Bob had told me this week, he told me yesterday that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, you're trying, or Bob, you're trying to look like Bill. You're channeling Bill's look.
Bill, you won't believe it. I'm hairless.
He's hairless. He's like one of those cats with no hair.
Did you fall into a bucket of hair?
Yeah, you want to be my dive buddy? I love that ad. You know, check out your dive buddy. You bet. Especially if you're diving with you guys. Hey, you know, it was really great, Bill. I wanted a little trimming, and I asked Juan to give me a hand here at the office.
Wait a minute. Let's keep this is a family
show. My buddy Juan, he helped me, and he took the cutters, and I felt, you know, he was kind of trying to take the outside layers off. You know, I look like Jimi Hendrix. And so he started in, but all of a sudden, Bill, I kind of heard this, and it came up right next to my head, and I went, oh, no. And then my other assistant came back. They looked at me, and they started laughing and taking pictures. I had to send it to you. I look like a rabbi or something. I got a little chunk of hair sticking off the side of my head. So, yeah, it feels great, Bill. I'm never going to have hair again. I'm going to shave and look like Marlon Brando or somebody. I don't know.
or Bill the producer.
Bill, yeah. Well,
you guys
Bill,
would be like brothers.
Yeah, he's Marlon my Brando and I, I'm constantly walking like in the mall, and they say, hey, say Stella for us. Say Stella. Happens to me all the time.
Yeah, interesting. Well, he has
you two got to join us this year at the Nogi Award Gala at DEMA, November the 15th. I'm telling you, it's going to be, you know, I was past president there for 3 years, and Kathy Church is at the helm, and it's going to be, listen, we've got to let everybody know that's in the biz to come. It's Nick Calientos for arts, Dr. Phil Nobel for science, Mike DeGree, who we lost as distinguished service, and Ed Stenson, sports and education.
Okay.
And I think Cameron's going to be there because of Mike DeGree. You know, he passed away on the project down there in Australia. And I think it's just going to be a lot of people are going to come in just in his honor, because that award, James Cameron said before he passed away, that award was one of the most cherished things that he'd ever received in his lifetime. So I imagine everybody's going to just a lot. David Crosby's coming.
Wow. So,
yeah,
I mean, this is like, yeah.
Secretly, yeah. Are we on the radio?
No, never.
Where are we?
Yes. Well, it's like the, you know, this is the Diving Hall of Fame type of thing.
It's the most, it's 50 years. It's the most prestigious award in the world for the oceans. I mean, there's a lot of new organizations that have kind of picked up on the good thing, and that's great. There's so many people out. We only get 4 awards a year, and, I mean, we could give out 100 for all the wonderful people that are out there doing all sorts of great stuff. I mean, it's, you know, we're always open to suggestions, but it used to be kind of a private deal, and now it's open to all people who want to wear tuxedos, yeah. Tuxedos.
Very nice. Well, tuxedos, or, well, you know, we have this rock star theme we're doing at the Dima show. I may be dressed up like an 80s rock star, like from the movie Rock of Ages.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
You know what, they'll pass for a tux. I can come up there bare-chested with big hair and sunglasses.
Yeah. With some mermaids.
Okay, yeah. It'd be a few of those. Actually, there'll be The mermaids are going to, we're going to change them out for a rock check.
Hey,
rock
so
check.
Bill, do people want to rub your head all the time?
That's not the only thing they want to rub, but yes, they want to rub my head all the time.
Yeah.
And not just for luck.
Yeah, I'm having the same thing happening to me too, Bill. Wow. People want to touch my head now.
My head actually works as a loofah.
As a loofah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, Bob, we got to go to Dima and also talk about some places we want to go diving. Okay.
Exactly.
So hold the line. We got more of Bob Evans and Mermaid Lizzie might be checking in with us as well. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show scuba. Devoted to diving. I have Bob Evans with us from Force Fin. He is going to meet us at the Dima show. And you know, we're going to do the Nogi Awards. We'll hang out, have a great time as always, Bob.
Now, hold on. Is this going to be harder for Bob now without the hair when he gets the Nogis?
Hey, you know what? Speaking of the Nogis, I forgot Weiland's giving four awards to Drew Richardson from PADI, Greg McGillery, the film producer, Captain Charles Moore that discovered all the plastic floating out in the middle of the ocean, and Joanne Zigman. And then Bob Hollis is getting the HDS award, so Bob's going to be there. And then we got Zale Perry scholarship. I mean, this is going to be just like, this will be one of the best Nogi dinners that anyone's ever going to see. I mean, Dan Orr and Betty are there. I mean, everybody. Yeah. In fact, Greg, I'll have to figure out a way me and my, get you guys be my guests this year, just you and Bill and your girlfriends and wives and the whole gang.
Wait, girlfriends and wives?
Yeah,
no.
we have specific rules against bringing both of those.
Bob, really? Yeah, you just turned a Nogi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we on the air?
It's an election year.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll also walk around the aisles of DEMA and try to find some places to go and do some diving together next
year. Yeah. I mean, that's the great thing. You know, I'm not stuck in that booth anymore, and I can get out there and check out. I've got money and the chance to go diving this year, Greg. I want to join. We're going to do a scuba radio for sure this year.
Well,
I'm going to take a month. We're going to basically, let everybody let the cat out of the bag, but we're going to be closing Forcefin down at the end of this month, and we're going to kind of revamp it. We're going to clean up the restaurant, put in a bigger kitchen, because we have a lot of customers out there, and our sales are outrageous.
And they're hungry.
We lost close to $500,000 this year because production, the plant that we actually work with is probably off to be moved to China. And got purchased by this hedge fund company out of Boston. Hmm. Just found that out yesterday. I couldn't figure out why are fins not being made on time and on schedule. So we're going to run our own production here in America. I'm actually looking maybe moving to Austin, Texas, setting up a plant down there and keeping Forcefin on a full steam ahead.
All right. Well, you'll come up with some plan, I know.
In the meantime, we're going to cruise the aisles, and we're going to check out the hottest place we can do a scuba radio, just like we did down in the Caymans.
Yeah, maybe we can go to the Caymans. We'll go someplace.
And
being that you're hairless now, you'll be a great person to help me out in the morning at the DEMA show when we do this party like a rock star thing. We'll dress you up as a rock star and have you do the wiggle dance from LMFAO.
Yeah, you know, speaking of wiggles, I was thinking about buying a wig.
Okay, well, we'll bring those. We'll have the outfit for you. We're going to turn you into a rock star.
What do you think, Bill? Have you ever thought about wearing a wig?
Yes, Bob, I think exclusively of you wearing a wig. That's I in fact, have not. I can't remember the last time I thought of anything except for that.
I was just thinking, hey, that way you could, you know, with all these identification cameras everywhere, you could look like Groucho Marx one day. One day I could look like Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, well, all right. I think the meds are starting to kick in, Bob. I need to let you go because I have Mermaid Lizzie standing by here, too.
Well, and, have fun with the mermaid.
Yes, okay.
Are we on the air?
No, never. We weren't on the air at all. Oh, my God. Help us. All right, Lizzie, can you help us? She's on the line, and she's on Scuba Radio right now. How are you?
Craig, I'm not doing that good.
You're not doing good? Uh-oh. What's wrong? Why?
So I'm leaving work. I've been working all day.
Yeah.
And my dad has been texting me updates from the Florida-Georgia game, and we're losing.
Okay, and that's the only thing he's been saying to you?
Yeah, he's just texting me score updates.
Thank you, God. I thought maybe he'd seen the picture at scubaradio.com and was like, hey, what are you doing with my daughter?
No, I haven't even seen the picture yet. I've been working too much.
No, it's been all good. It's good. We got some great shots up there on the website of you, Lizzie, from your first liveaboard experience.
And, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you look good. You look like you're happy. And then there's a couple shots that we did for the Scuba Cowboys picture shoot. You remember that... those unique shots of this kind of Bond, James Bond kind of thing we were going for the movie poster type look there through the legs, which that might be Lizzie's new mob name, Legs. That was one of the ones thrown out there after that, wasn't it, Lizzie? Will you own that one?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah. You'll own that one, though. You're okay with that one, right?
That one's fine.
Okay, yeah, and you have she has the legs.
Lizzie legs.
The picture is good. It turned out pretty good. I was actually pleasantly surprised. As awkward as it was to shoot it, at the time.
It was pretty awkward.
Yes,
but anything
anything for the Scuba Cowboy. She's a team player. This mermaid Lizzie, God bless her. So, are you excited about DEMA going to Vegas? This will be your first. Experience in Las Vegas for a DEMA event, so I know you're happy about that, right?
I am so excited. It can't come soon enough.
Are you ready to channel your innermost rock star?
I'm so ready.
We're going to have to take people like hairless Bob Evans and turn them into a rock star, so I'm going to need your skills in that regard as far as doing
actually,
a mermaid makeover.
I'm picturing him now. I'll bet you he looks like Phil Collins.
You could do that.
Actually, I've seen pictures of Phil Collins like 3 hours into a concert, and he looks like me on my best day.
Okay.
3 hours into our concert, sweating, beat red. Yeah.
Well, Lizzie, with your fashion sense, you can work with that, right? I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah, I can work with that.
Okay. She'll work it somehow. Make that magic. She's going to use that Scuba Radio Mermaid magic, transfer transform these folks into something that will really make it very disturbing for everyone who witnesses it firsthand.
And, hey, it's still the first quarter of the Florida-Georgia game. I think you might make it.
She might have a shot. You never know.
You got a chance, Lizzie.
All right, hey, look, coming up next, a cool Halloween event. We're going to kick off hour two with that. Don't go anywhere. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.